All right, so I have kicked off sex week this Monday, and as I promised, every single day I am going to give you amazing information on sex, on what women want from sex, how to be more sexual, how to be more sensual, how to do the things that you need to do to master your sex lives, which is why I have a very close friend of mine on the phone, Carlos Zuma, who actually has created a product on sexual confidence. And is that correct? It's sexual confidence?
Exactamundo.
Okay, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what exactly is sexual confidence?
Well, sexual confidence is a bunch of things. It comes down to, with a lot of guys, if you were to ask them, look, dude, if you were absolutely confident beyond a shadow of a doubt that you could give a woman like a toe-curling, earth-shattering good time, do you think you'd have any problem, you know, approaching and talking to her and you know, getting sexual in terms of your energy? And they'd be like, no, dude, that'd be totally it. But that's what it comes down to for most guys. They don't realize that their actual approach is being murdered by the fact that they don't have sexual confidence. They don't think that if this were to progress, they'd feel like they could do what they needed to do when the time came. So, you know, knowing what to do in the bedroom is one part of it, and that's something I teach. But everything in between that keeps the sexual energy alive and, you know, that mojo flowing.
Okay, so what if there was this guy? Because I've had a lot of guys write into me and tell me that, you know, they've kissed girls and, you know, they've felt girls up, but they haven't been sexual yet, and therefore it's keeping them away from progressing or escalating or getting women into the bedroom. So how would you advise these guys on how to gain sexual confidence without gaining exact experience?
Well, somebody, I can't remember who it was recently, we were talking about this topic, and guys we're all kind of concerned about the whole process of escalation, which is going from step one to step two to step three to step four. And, you know, it's because we come to these little points in the interaction with a woman where it's like a decision point. It's like where you're putting yourself up on the auction block and saying, hey, any bids, you know. And the guy's got to have some sense, you know, you're going to come away with a redefined sense of self-worth if you're not, you know, knowing what you're going to do in those situations. So, what happens is you come to a point, and I call them stepping stones, places where you know you need to make a move. You got to jump from one stone to the next. You got to commit. And a lot of guys, you know, you're about to do it. You know you should do it. It's the right time to do it. And you don't.
Right.
You know, it just shuts right down on you. So knowing knowing what those steps are is really important, you know, from what step to what step. Like starting out, I'll give you the first couple. It's obviously walking up and saying something to a woman.
Okay.
And again, going back to what I said before, if you really have a strong sense of your ability to make a woman happy and you think you've got past experience that gives you evidence to that, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable walking up and talking to a woman. It's like having a lottery ticket in your back pocket and you have to go just hand it over to her.
Right.
You know,
okay.
And that really goes a long way. It's a psychological state. It's a state of belief in yourself. And the way to create that is through one step is knowledge. And I don't like to emphasize knowledge as being a cure-all, but knowledge gives you confidence because it's a plan. And having that plan, knowing from what step to go to, when to do it, how to do it, and what she's expecting from each one of those steps gives you an immense sense of control and an immense sense of self-worth in the whole process.
Oh, I completely agree with you. One of my favorite books is Psycho Cybernetics. I don't know if you've read. Okay, but yeah, so it's by Dr. Maltz that I recommend that anybody reads it. But it's about it's about mental rehearsal and how even if you it's mainly for salesmen and for people who play golf, for people in sports. But even if you haven't encountered a certain situation, for example, having sex with a woman or approaching a woman for sex, you can mentally rehearse so that you can be as prepared as possible. So by having the knowledge in place, which is by either reading materials, watching videos, or whatever it is, wherever you gain that information on what to do, you then take that and then you mentally rehearse applying it, and then that helps exactly what you're saying. It helps you become better, and that's the experience that you need rather than actual physical experience with a woman. And you can actually be better than most guys who have never done any of this mental rehearsal and who have slept with numerous women or hundreds of women throughout their lives. So
yeah.
I love that. And is that what your program is about?
It's not, well, it's not about what you're talking about, by the way. It has a word. It's called autogenics. And it's something that they've done with athletes over the years, too. And I know that, I think Maxwell Maltz talks about that in his materials.
Yeah.
And they've used his techniques. And that is that if you imagine something vividly, your brain cannot tell the difference between your imagination and if it happened to you for real. Because everybody's had that experience. You ever had the experience of remembering something and then sitting there for a second going, wait a minute, was that real or did I dream that?
Yeah, of course.
Because your mind can be very, very convincing when it wants to. And you can do the reverse, which is to imagine it so convincingly your mind thinks it's real. So anyway, just you know, a lot of science geek stuff there. But what was your question?
What I teach is
a form of that. It would be just the information they need to, it's the information that a guy would have to know going in. It's the plan, and it's actually a little less esoteric than, you know, giving a guy an affirmation or something in particular like that and say, here, imagine this situation. It's not quite like that. It's giving them the absolute precise knowledge of what it is that, you know, most women are looking for in each situation, as well as, you know, all the specific concrete details for sex, you know, what to do, when to do it, and what the wild variations are and all that stuff. Of course, I couldn't cover everything in there, but I called in a ton of guys on just about every aspect of it. So the guy knows the anatomy, he knows the topography, he knows the psychology. And psychology is a big, big part of this. And that's probably one of the biggest parts of the course is the sexual psychology part, where it's not only his psychology of being confident and going in with an understanding, but knowing what a woman's thinking along the way and those things that he has to deal with.
Well, I can say for myself, and you know, I've interviewed thousands of women over the past decade, so I can say that most of them would agree with this statement, is that psychologically it is where sex has the most impact on me. If I can psychologically be calm, I can also be more open and enjoy the experience more. If I'm psychologically turned off or I don't feel connected, I don't feel chemistry, whatever it is that's psychologically going on for me, it doesn't matter how good the person I am, or sorry, the person I'm with is, the sex won't be good for me.
Right.
So yeah, psychologically, that has a huge impact over sex for both men and for women. Mm-hmm. But there's something that you talk about, it's on your website, I saw it, it's sexual confidence is knowing how to talk to her with sexual authority.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
Well, sexual authority is that the authority, I guess you'd have to say, is that concreteness of a man's masculinity.
Okay.
That he has, you know, when it comes to this situation, him and her, you know, whoever that her happens to be,
right,
that he feels like he's the authority when it comes to giving her the pleasure that she's looking for.
Okay.
Right? He's the authority. Because we all like to defer to authority. You can go into a whole bunch of, you know, talk about power and where power comes from. And we give power to authorities, don't we?
Right.
And a man needs to be or assume that role. He needs to assume the role of the authority in a woman's life as far as that 5 minutes, that 5 days, whatever it is that he's looking to be with that woman, or 5 years or whatever. So he becomes the sexual authority in her life, knowing what it is she wants, knowing that he can deliver it, knowing that he's not going to just do this in a vacuum, of course. He's going to be interactive with her, but he's going to be the authority for sex in her life. And that will be his role of quote-unquote power. And it sounds a little bit – I think there's some guys that might shy away from that going, wow, dude, being an authority and being a sexual power, you know, it can be intimidating for some guys, but that's what she wants. She wants a guy that's going in with that kind of assuredness about himself.
Absolutely. And like for me, it's like when you're saying all those things, all I hear is like, grr. That's all I hear the whole time that you were saying that, is that grr. That's what I want to feel as a woman when I am having sex. I want to feel that somebody wants me. I want to feel like I am the, you know, female in the situation. You know, sometimes I like to be dominant as well, but typically for me, because I am so assertive in my day-to-day life, I like a little bit of role reversal where somebody is a little bit, not aggressive, but assertive with me, and strong and masculine and a sexual authority. To paint maybe a larger picture for guys of things not to do to be the sexual authority, because I don't want guys to think that, okay, it means you have to slap a woman or yell at her to get the sexual position. Like, just to break that down a little bit further, that would be helpful.
Yeah, it's it's a good GER, as you're right. saying. Yeah, right? It's a good GER. I'm sorry, what did you want me to clarify?
To break down authority, so maybe the do's and don'ts of sexual authority.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
A little bit more so that people understand, not to go to two opposite extremes.
Well, the part of the do's that guys should really think about are upfront when you're talking with a woman is to be talking with her sexually. And it doesn't mean like right off the bat as soon as you approach her or start saying, hey, how do you like it from behind or,
Exactly.
It just reminds me of a bad joke I just heard recently, but it's really funny.
What is it?
these three cowboys are at the campfire and they're saying, hey, how do you guys like to do it with your girlfriend? The first guy says, well, I like to do mine doggy style. She likes it from behind. And the second guy goes, well, you know what? I like mine old good old missionary style. She just likes me on top. The third guy says, well, I like mine rodeo style. And they all look at him like, what? What's rodeo style? He says, well, I'm doing it from behind, and I whisper her sister's name from in her ear and see how long I can hang on.
I think I've heard that one before, but I love that.
The authority part, when it breaks down to a guy, I was saying, is he needs to be communicating with her up front sexually, which means bringing sexuality into the conversation. And there's subtleties to this, and there's not so subtle parts to this, right? It's the way you're talking with her, and kind of that look in your eye, that gleam, the body language part of it that communicates a lot of sexuality. And then there's overt things you can be talking about, which is to bring in conversations like that. Being as bold to say, or not even doing it indirectly, but saying, I've got this friend of mine who's just she's a little bit freaky, and she really enjoys sex, which I think is great for women. Which, yeah. By the way, this whole story, kind of works great in all directions. And the other night she got in trouble because her neighbors called the cops hearing her scream in the act because they thought something was happening to her. And it turns out she was just getting into it. And, you bring up a story like that and you can kind of get her reaction. And you also, by bringing it into the conversation the right way, gives her a license to let her guard down a little bit and be like, oh, okay, he's not going to be judgmental. He's going to be cool about talking about sex, not like I have to worry about being perceived as a slut.
Oh, that's a really good way to ease girls into sexuality or sensuality with you, because exactly what you just said, if I were like an overtly sexual person, I would be nervous about somebody seeing me as a slut. So for a guy to bring it up first in a really safe way like that would make me feel much more at ease and much more comfortable with him.
Yeah, that's exactly what the point of that is. Yeah. Have a good story about that from your own life and life experience. I definitely don't condone guys make these up. Come up right. with good stories. Just talking to people, you can get their stories too and pass them on. But have a story like that can be a third party. You don't involve yourself because it makes it a little bit more detached. And again, like you were saying, it makes you feel more comfortable easing you into the conversation, and really important that guys understand that women just they don't want to be judged for that, and to let them know that you're kind of open and relaxed and cool that way, it just paves the right path. But that's one of the ways of being the sexual authority, is being the guy that makes this stuff happen. You're the guy that makes it all happen.
Absolutely. So are there rules involved in sexual authority and sexual confidence? Like, for example, if a guy is on a date with a girl, are there rules that you want guys to apply of like establishing sexual confidence from the beginning of the date, or like how does that work?
It does start all the way back at the very start of the interaction. That's why it's so important, is that a guy can't wait a certain amount of time and then suddenly get sexual, because then it feels weird. It feels like you're yanking the wheel out of somebody's grip and trying to turn the car radically to the right.
Right.
It's got to always have that tone of sexuality to it. And it starts with how you approach. You don't approach with your tongue hanging out and your eyes going, go ooga, go ooga.
Right.
Yeah. You don't do that. You do something a little more subtle, but again.
That just reminded me of Louis C.K. Do you watch him?
Where yes,
he's
I do.
Wait, what is the thing that he just said? He's like, you should be direct, but you can't say to a girl what you're thinking, and what you're thinking is, I want to fuck your face, or what is it?
Yeah.
I forget what it is, basically. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
He says some of those things, it's like, yes, it's exactly
it. You're like, that's exactly what I'm thinking. And that's exactly what women think that you're thinking as well. which I found really interesting, but I thought that was hilarious. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. That's good. And the funny thing there is, and comedians do this so well, and I think it's why they're so attractive to women a lot of the times, is that comedians are saying – they're talking about the elephant that's in the room. They're always talking about the thing that's the most uncomfortable, and yet they're bringing it up in conversation and showing you how at ease they are with it, making you laugh at it. And that's why they're so sexually attractive, I think, to so many women. They can really do that.
Absolutely. That's a complete parallel to sexual confidence. It's ultimate confidence.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, so can you paint a little bit more of a picture of like establishing being sexual in the beginning? Because I don't want guys to start like whipping their penises out on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the like smoother way of establishing sexuality in the beginning?
A lot of it can come down to the simple stuff. Like I mentioned, the subtleties of like eye contact. Like I talk to guys all the time and I advise them to do the triangle look, which I think are pretty
good. I love that. Yes.
Yeah. Where you look from one eye to the other eye, down to her lips, and then back up to her eyes again. Mm-hmm. And you go across. I mean, don't do this in a constant rotating pattern. You'll seem like
you make yourself dizzy.
Yeah. You just you look at her from eye to eye slowly. And then, you know, you let your eyes wander down to her lips and then back up to her eyes again. And that's a very big subconscious trigger for women. I think that women sense it and they even know it. It probably even pops right up to their front of their brain, but you can't help it. I've seen women do the same thing to me, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you feel it right away.
I feel a little warm there. Thank you very much.
Exactly. I actually – so I did an interview with Josh Pelitzer. Huh? I'm not even sure if I'm saying his last name right, but Josh. And he told me about that move as well. So I went out with my husband later on in the evening and I was like, can you just try something with me? He's like, sure. And I was like, can you just do this? And I explained the triangle move. And as soon as he did it, in my stomach and other areas on my body, I felt tingles. Like I was like, oh my God, that feels like so nice. And I just wanted to lean in closer and kiss him while he was doing it. So it's like a subtle move, but it feels amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's very quick. And it's like you said, it's instinctual. You can't resist it in a lot of ways. Yeah. It also goes to that hair pull one, you know, when a guy gives a little tug of hair on the back of your neck, it's that dominance thing. It's like, you know.
Yeah. It's an, I want you without saying out loud, like I want you. You're a whole and I want you, but it's subtly saying it, which is like, the most amazing thing in the entire world for a woman.
And that's an easy one for guys to practice too. And a lot of guys can be intimidated by doing that right up front to a woman directly. I have another great little exercise for guys, and that is I call it the centerfold exercise. You take a Playboy centerfold out, you pin it up, and it's also a great exercise in restraint. The original use of this exercise was for guys to make eye contact with a girl and not go down to her boobs and everything else, and just keep your eyes up there. It's a great exercise and restraint. And it helps a lot. I think part of it is that uniqueness of the situation. When a guy's in an interaction with a woman, it feels like, wow, this is something special, something I don't experience very often, and he kind of loses control in a lot of ways. Whereas if you rehearse it, and this goes back to our little talk about cybernetics, where you rehearse a little bit, you're ready to go. When you're in an interaction with a woman, and let's say she's wearing a little bit of a low-cut blouse, you don't want to go for the bait. You want to be a little bit restrained. But there is a point where admiring her body and doing it in the right way is still a good thing. But the centerfold exercise, back to that, just do it with that. Go do the face exercise, eye to eye, down to the mouth, and back up to the eyes, and practice it that way. And then when you go out, and whatever woman you happen to be talking with, and I really encourage guys to do this, even though they are very resistant sometimes, is to do that with the women that you're not necessarily interested in. Okay, not talking about granny, but yeah, any woman that like.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. there's this. Woman, I'll give you an example. At the dojo that I teach at, there's a dry cleaner right across from us, and she's an Asian woman. She's actually pretty attractive. She's a little older, a little more full figured, as it were, but she's still attractive. And I still flirt with her and do that sort of thing, knowing full well that I'm not really interested in dating or I'm not going to try and hit on her. But it's still great practice, and that's where guys should be practicing.
That's wonderful. Okay, so can you tell me about the number one mistake that you see men making with women in terms of sex and sexual confidence?
The big one, and this is the symptom. It's the symptom of the lack of sexual confidence. And I talk about this in one of my videos that the guys can see. It's something I call the flinch. And it's that moment where you're up against a decision. You're at a decision point, one of those stepping stones I talked about, okay, where you know you need to do something. It could be reach out and hold her hand, or give her a kiss, or more, whatever it may be. It's a decision moment where it's obvious that something needs to happen here, and you know you should, and you know she'll probably be receptive, but yeah, at the same time, there's something in you that goes, I better not, and you back down.
Right, and as a woman, we feel that exact moment, yes, when you do it, and we pretty much look at you and say, you suck, and whip, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly, and that I feel is one of the biggest things that guys have to get control of, and it's the biggest symptom, and it's actually pretty easy to fix. It's very easy to fix if you know what you're doing and you know what to do about it, so that's really one of the big ones, because it happens frequently.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there are ones that are probably more grandiose in scale, if you want to paint them that way. But that one happens frequently enough that if you flunk it once or twice, if the woman does give you a day pass on the first one, the second one, man, is going to seal your fate. So you gotta be ready to make the move when it comes time. Bust a move.
Because she's not going to make a move on you. Well, typically, she will not.
Typically. She doesn't want to. She may, I've had women say that in the past, back when I was in my nice guy phase. They, basically did it because, actually, this is funny. Now I'm having a flashback. Back when I was a teenager, there was a gal that I was seeing named Doris, and it's got his total flashback. And at the time, we were just like hanging out, and I was supposed to be dating her, but I never went in for a kiss. And we went for like 2 weeks this way, and I didn't realize at the time how much of a toll this was taking on it, but eventually she broke up with me because she couldn't take it. Well,
really?
Later on, it turns around that she's interested in me again, and this time she basically grabs me and just smothers me with her lips and just makes sure that it happens. She didn't want to do that, but she made it happen.
I've done that in the past I was so frustrated by it. But as I got older, it became more frustrating. And to me, it said a lot more about a man, about who he would be in the future with me. And that deterred me from wanting to make that effort to grab him and make him kiss me. Now that I have more of an understanding, I probably would have been a little bit more patient. But most women do not have a deeper understanding. And all that they think is, okay, if this guy can't even kiss me, then he probably can't do a lot of other things. And not just speaking about sexual things, about right, other things in general. So I agree with you that that's probably one of the biggest mistakes men make with women sexually and not so sexually either, which is a big lesson to learn from this interview right now, is that if you want to do something, do it. Don't question it. Don't waver for half an hour. Just do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then it's a tough bit of advice to give, because a lot of guys are going to say, well, if I could just do it, I would have just done it.
Right, exactly. Well, but that's why you have your program, so that you have – you don't just have, okay, just do it. You have a whole foundation built in place, so that you have sexual confidence, you have a sexual understanding, you have sexual psychology explained, you have moves. Because like I was looking through your product, because I'm in it and I wanted to look at myself, but also the other stuff. And you have some amazing – people as part of the program. You have David Shade, who is absolutely amazing when explaining to men the psychology behind becoming a masterful lover. You have who else? Oh, I saw there's Porn Star Sex Secrets, which I know may sound dirty to some guys or really appealing to others, but it's a program that actually I watched, because it's created by one of my friends. And it's really informative information for men.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like amazing. So you have all of these programs inside of your program. So I think that it's – and then tons of other people as well. But it's a really great resource for getting every little element about sexuality possible.
Yeah, I feel – this is funny, because when I got done with the program, I'm like, I wanted to throw in everything a guy would need but not overwhelm him. And
right,
in the end, I'm like – damn, I think I way over-delivered.
Right.
Good,
no,
but
that's good.
In a good way. I think the program itself is very digestible to guys. And just to let them know what the program is structured like, the first part of the program, we address sexual confidence and what that is, and get that completely cemented straight in your mind. Then we go into the psychology aspect, which is understanding how the sexual psychology works in women primarily, so you know why women have sex and what it is that you have to appeal to in terms of her thought processes. Right. Then we talk about the roadmap, which is the exact roadmap from first meeting her all the way to the bedroom and beyond that you need to go through to get there. And then we talk about sexual communication, which is a really big part of the program. It's I think, the second largest to the next part. But the sexual communication covers exactly how to communicate sexually and a lot of those questions you were asking, Marnie, and a great detail, as well as the last part of the program, last part of the core part of the program, which is sexual performance, which talks about, okay, here's what you do when you're getting to that point and what she's looking for from you.
Amazing.
And that, and then stack on top of that all those great experts you mentioned. And yeah, it's a lot of stuff, but I didn't even mention the what I call my WMD, my weapon of mass dating seduction power is I call it P3, which is it's power persuasion. And it's a way for guys, and this has really, they're going to look at it and say, wait a minute, this isn't really about sex, but it is. It's the way to effectively really make a hard-hitting and powerful connection with a woman in literally the first conversation, and how to do that using some very, very special techniques that I've used in the past. So that's like a little bonus that I threw in there.
And oh, I love that.
Tons.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I got excited. But I was going to say, I just want to say one more thing, that none of your products in general, but this one specifically, there's no traces of manipulation and becoming somebody that you're not really. It's really just becoming a better version of yourself and a more educated person. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there. So I will post this interview up, but I definitely recommend for anybody that either is having sex, not having sex, questioning anything about sexuality, if you really want to get a better understanding of sex, sexuality, how women view sex, what women want for sex, and how to be a master in the bedroom, then I would definitely recommend checking out this product, because I'm in it and I'm amazing, and Carlos is in it and he's amazing, and then so are the other people that are part of the program as well. But thank you for talking to me and giving away stuff that, you know, you probably wouldn't typically give away. It was really helpful information that I know my guys will love. So thank you.
Fantastic. No problem.